be glad in it. We hope and pray that you are having a great day already as you're preparing for what yet lies ahead. Many of you, no doubt, are already moving about, and you probably had your first cup of coffee or tea, whichever is your preference. But we praise God that you are spending time in the discipline of prayer and meditation and just trying to hear from God so that you can win this day. It's crucial and it's critical, if you will, as we move forward in winning the day, that we understand that it must start with prayer. And we know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we're certainly grateful for each of you who continue to be on this inspirational call each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. And we're yet excited that God has included us in his plans for this day. And so we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. As many of you know, we've been talking about winning the day and win the day and how important it is for us to focus our attention and focus our energies and have a singleness of purpose and a singleness of what we are trying to accomplish and not become so cluttered with things that we don't do anything well. And I believe, just as Paul said, I have to forget those things which are behind. I have to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I want to remind you that there is a blessing in your pressing, as I told you on Sunday. And many times there's purpose in our pain, and there's also power in your pressing. So don't grow weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so we have to take it one day at a time. We have to tackle one thing. And I hope that you are taking on some of those principles and trying to develop habits, if you will, that will help you to stress less and accomplish more. That's really what Mark Batterson is trying to reference in this book. I just use it as a point of reference, but my main reference, of course, is the Word of God. But I want to encourage you to just meditate, pray, and deliberate over how God will direct you. And I believe that if you win the day, you'll look back and you'll see just how far the Lord has brought you. And you'll know that it was nobody but God who made ways out of no ways. It was nobody but God who opened doors that no man could shut. It was nobody but God who shut some doors that no man can open. Well, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, the Lord led me to Hebrews, this 12th chapter, very familiar passage of scripture. The first two verses in that 12th chapter from the King James Version, we find these words. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." We talked Sunday about winning a one race, and here's clear evidence that he is the author and he is the finisher. And you know, God, we need more finishers. We need more people who are willing to submit themselves to the process and to stay focused in their efforts to please God. But here's what I want to tell you today. I know that many times it gets difficult and sometimes it's very hard. And oftentimes it's awkward when you are pressed about with so many things and so many issues. And you're saying, "Pastor, how can I just focus on one thing? How can I really get through the day without dealing and juggling a whole lot of different things?" Well, you got to stay in the race. You got to stay focused. And Paul here reminds us that there are some things that we need to lay aside. He's not talking about God coming and laying aside some things. He says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses," those who have gone before us, should be a model and an example for us as we try to focus in on what it is God would have for us. Can you imagine the struggle, the stress, and the pain, and the difficulty that our grandparents and our parents and and even their mothers and fathers had to go through in order for us to get to where we are today. And so we have a great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone on to be with the Lord and those who are no longer with us, those who prayed for us and prayed that we might have a sense of purpose and direction, even when we were lost and didn't know our way and couldn't find our way. There were those who prayed us through. And so we have to use cloud of witnesses, that great cloud of witnesses that Paul is referencing here, to help us stay focused and to help us stay in the race. And so don't grow weary in well-doing, the Bible says, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And some of us, we fall out, we faint, and we become frustrated because we don't see what we are asking God to do for us, and we don't see in the natural what God has already said he would do for us in the spirit realm. But I believe that as we look at Hebrews, this 12th chapter, Paul, he writes this word to encourage us to stay in the race. And there's so much that the enemy will try to do to hinder us and to throw us off track. You know, when we talk about winning and we talk about staying in the race, many times individuals will look at it as a sprint where they take off real fast and then they find themselves burnt out because they're moving too fast. But no, this is a process that leads to winning. This is not a sprint, but this is a marathon. And so you have to pace yourself and you have to take off some things. You have to lay aside some things so that you won't run with excess baggage. That's what he's really getting at. And so you have to take time to develop some benchmarks and to develop one thing and be specific about accomplishing that. Because many times if you are unwise in your approach toward winning the day, you will find yourself confused and you will grow weary because of you might be moving too fast or you might be trying to carry too much. You know, this is where the devil would try to convince you to many people to just drop out because they're overburdened and they're overloaded with all of the different cares of the world. But I understand that people get tired and many times you become frustrated with the way things are working and the way things are not connecting in your life. And you have so much that you want God to do, but it just doesn't seem like things are happening according to your timetable. But know that our time, you know, is God's time and our time is altogether different. His ways and his thoughts are far different than ours. And so I think Paul here is reminding us and those who run the race, as we talk about Hebrews 12 and 1 through 2, he reminds us that we should look to those positive examples in our lives, those who have run the race before us, and understand that we have a great cloud of witnesses that's cheering us on, and we should stay focused and press toward our destiny, and then we should attach ourselves to those who are headed in the right direction and not be in a hurry to try to get into a sprint when God has called us into a marathon. But here's the other thing, Paul, and I like this. He says that we should lay aside every weight and sin. And you know, many of us, we don't deal with those weights and those sins that God has called for us to lay aside. So you got to do a self-inventory, if you will, and re-examine where you are, what's holding you back. And as I always say, anything that's closer to God than you are, anything that's standing in between you and God is closer to God than you are. And so you got to be mindful of the fact that sometimes you will put people in a place that God never intended for them to be. And you put things in a place that God never intended for them to be. And you'll find out that they are closer to God than you are. And so you got to lay aside some things. Many times we are carrying excess baggage or unwanted baggage into this race, and we find ourselves being weighed down. You know, there are many restrictions when you go to the airport now, and it has been in the past, but I think it's even greater now, about the weight and the size of your luggage and how much, how many pounds you can carry. And some airlines, they are very intentional about charging you extra if your baggage weighs more than what it is supposed to. And I think so it is. We have to make sure that just like we go through the metal detector in the airport, that we check and make sure that there's nothing on us or nothing that's holding us back, nothing that's hindering us from going forward and being who God has called us to be. So Paul is reminding us to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us, and then run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God has already won the race. He's waiting at the finish line, and he wants us to be victorious. So that's the word for today, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Stay focused, stay in the race, lay aside any and everything that's hindering you, and lay aside that excess baggage that's pulling you down. Think about a sprinter. Think about those who run races and long distance races. They are not encumbered by a whole lot of weights, but they are ready to be able to stretch out and ready to be able to run without being encumbered by so much that's holding them back. So we want you to be encouraged today and know that you indeed can win this day. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay focused. Know that he's already won the race, and you're winning a won race. And God promises that he's going to meet you in the end. That's the prayer for today. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're eternally grateful for your presence. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence in our lives. We're grateful and we're humbled by the fact that you have included us in your plan for this day. And so now, God, we pray that you will help us to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us, and that we might run this race with patience, that we don't get in such a hurry that we can't commune with you, we can't hear your voice, we can't take time out to listen to what it is you have for us to do and say. And then, God, help us to reexamine ourselves in terms of what it is that we're carrying and who we're carrying, and let us lay aside those weights that's holding us back, those sins that's tripping us up, and let us be confident in the fact that we can look to you, because you are waiting at the finish line, and you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Give us finishing power, even as we win the day. So we love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. And so now, God, for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who's listening today and they're encumbered by so many weights, help them to identify what it is that's holding them back and that's closer to God than they are. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. And we're determined that we're going to win the day. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. The playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. And remember, you can win the day. All right, so be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.